Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out here, listen, that just simply means that. Today's video is entitled, How Do You Know When It's Time to Change Careers? Again, how do you know when it's time to change careers? Look, family, I'm gonna be up front with you, and I'm gonna be honest. You already know. You know, don't you? You know, don't you? You know as well, don't you? You know. But since if you don't know and you're here, let's see if we can unpack that for you. So one day I'm sitting at home, I get a call. Hello? Person on the end and say, hey, this is such and such. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? How's everything coming? Man, I'm done. Okay. What happened? What just happened? I just asked you how you was doing and you said I'm done. What went wrong? Or what didn't go the way that you wanted it to go? He said, well, I did everything that they asked me to do. They asked me to come in early. I came in early. They asked me to stay late. I stayed late. They asked me to pick up additional assignments of to help to support the team, and I did it. And then when promotion and raise time came, I was skipped over. I was misplaced. I was led astray. And for the life of me, I can't understand why is this happening to me. I did what was asked of me. Not only that was just asked of me, I even went above and beyond that, and I was skipped over. Am I in the right field? Am I doing the right thing? So at this whole time, family, I'm just listening because, like, you know, when someone gets in a, like, this is a crucial decision. When you make a decision to start questioning yourself, is it time to change careers? I hope that you're changing into project management, but maybe you might be changing out of project. I don't know. But when I was listening to what I was being told, in my mind, I'm like, okay, should I stop it or should I just let him keep going? So I let him keep going because I really wanted to understand where the pain was, where the frustration was, because I love what T.D. Jakes said. He says that when you have expectation and that expectation is not met, that's when the frustration comes into play. So a lot of times we will have expectations from a certain career, a particular career, and when those expectations are not met, we become frustrated. And when we become frustrated, we start doing frustrating type things. What do you mean by that, ED? Well, we start doing self-sabotaging type things, is that we start rejecting the opportunity to work on additional assignments. We stop rejecting the opportunity to do what we were doing before when we were coming in late and coming in early, and staying late. We start rejecting all those things instead of just saying, okay, this is where I'm at. I need to face the truth. This is where I'm at. This was the expectation that I had, that if I did all of the things that were asked of me and even more that was not asked of me, that I will be able to make that ascension to the next level. And because that's not happening, what do I want to do? Do I want to continue to stay at the organization that I'm at? Do I want to, you know, look for, you know, an opportunity outside of where I'm currently at? Do I even want to be even doing what I'm doing? So, family, the first stage is when you start trying to figure out the when or how do I know if it's time to go? You need to start having those tough conversations. And that's, here's point number one. If you missed it, I'm already laid it down, is facing that truth. And when you face that truth and say, hey, listen, you know what? I really need to make a decision and sit down. And, you know, one of the things I still use this technique today, when I was trying to make the decision of, all right, am I going to, you know, go out of state for college? Am I going to be in state? If I'm going to, you know, what field am I going to go into? I actually made a pros and cons list. So of moving out of state, I was like, okay, what are the pros of me moving out of state, and what are the cons? So I used that, and that was something my mom taught me, of the pros and cons. I know it sounds so simplistic, but you will be shocked of the information that once you really sit down, take say 15, 20 minutes, it may be shorter than that, of just writing down all the pros of if you leave the organization, or I should say shift careers. What are the cons? What comes with that? Let's not even, you know, I like to provide the visual. So here's the visual. Let's say you are looking to, again, change your actual career. Let's say you are an accountant, or, you know, I like to say you're a teacher and now you want to be a project manager, because you say, you know, that's what I want to do. You should list out all the reasons on the pro side of why you want to be a teacher. Then list out all the cons of why you don't want to be a teacher. Now, the formula is, if the cons outweigh the pros, then this is a no-brainer why you need to go ahead and transition into, in this case scenario, project management. But let's say that the pros outweigh the con, then maybe you need to do another assessment of, is this an emotional decision or is this a logical decision? Because sometimes, family, we can get caught up in emotional decisions. Our manager told us something that we didn't agree with, and now we're like, man, forget this place, I'm out. Emotional decision. Versus a logical decision of saying, okay, I've contribute as much as I could and even more here. I understand that I'm not valued, no problem. I'm not going to get emotional about it. I'm going to go do the necessary work on myself to get better, to be a better version to someone that wants the better version of me, whether it's just the organization I'm at or going to another organization. So family, you always want to be looking at these aspects of making sure you're facing that truth there, because if you choose not to face the truth, you can leave that job and go to another job and still have the same issues. And you may have changed careers and everything, but you're still facing the same issues. So you need to understand before you leave that career, that profession that you're in, take the technique and that tip of the tip that I gave you of leveraging, of doing a simple pros and cons. Another thing that I always say is, hey, is this an opportunity for you? I mean, maybe you were working on your passion and your passion just accidentally turned into an amazing opportunity that now you have to make a decision. Do you want to keep investing in your passion? And when I say investing, I don't always mean financial. I'm talking about time. Do you still want to keep doing that, or do you want to do something different and focus on and stay where you're at? Because sometimes your passion may take off and now you have a really amazing decision to make. Hey, do I still want to do my passion or not? So family, make sure you look at that when you're making this jump and this decision. And my last and final point, and I'll leave you with this, is curiosity. See, a lot of times people always think people change careers because of the fact that they had a bad experience, or the career wasn't what they thought it was going to be, or the example I use, passed over for promotions or passed over for financial growth. And it's really not, sometimes it's not that, family. It's just a curiosity. The curiosity of you've seen somebody doing a thing that you was like, wow, I wonder if I can do that. And you just start tinkering with it and testing it. And next thing you know, you fall in love with it. And now all of a sudden, going back to what I was saying earlier, you have to make a decision on, hey, do I want to keep following this career or do I want to invest my curiosity into another career? So all the time when people always say, oh, this person left the job because they were upset or frustrated. No. Why can that person left? Because they got so excited about the curiosity of what they were, you know, researching and going into. They wanted to see, hey, what if I worked in an actual, you know, in that environment? Would that actually, you know, really excite me about, you know, switching careers? Because you can go and get a degree in a particular field and then you work in that profession. You are like, ooh, this is not the profession for me. I'm cool on that. I think I'll exit stage right. So again, family, I want you to keep that in mind, you know, of having that curiosity. That curiosity is going to take you so far because then you have an opportunity to just touch and learn different things to see what gets you excited. This has been your boy, ED. I hope you enjoyed today's video. I'm out.